Bears and Lions tonight, Monday Night Football. And all sorts of great stories with Charles, our favorite guest, who is a man of his word.
Yes, he is.
And is here in Chicago doing Lunch with a Legend.
Well, first of all, let me introduce, I want to acknowledge two people. You guys have Wilbon on every week.
Yes.
And he is one of my great, great friends. He's did my last couple books. When he was coming to Arizona, he obviously fell in love, and he bought a house in Arizona, so now he's a neighbor also. But he's been a great friend of mine, and let everybody acknowledge Mike Wilbon, please.
Still a little upset about the Northwestern loss on Saturday.
I wasn't that upset. They covered. I thought they were going to win the game, but they did cover. And I wanted a friend of mine, David Flom, is here. And David owns Chicago Cut, one of the great restaurants in Chicago. So please acknowledge my man, David.
David's a great guy.
You got a lot of friends in Chicago.
Well, I'm going to tell you about me and David. When Michael, and this is a kept secret, Michael wanted me to come out of retirement when he was playing for the Wizards. So I actually had never been to Chicago during the summer. This is when I really fell in love with Chicago. So Michael asked me to come out of retirement and play with the Wizards. So I came to Chicago and trained for the summer. And obviously I didn't come back because I sucked. but I lived in Chicago. I came here and worked out for the summer with Michael, who's got had Tim Grover, the best trainer, in my opinion, in the world probably. So I stayed at a hotel right across the street from Rosebud, the steakhouse. And that was David was the manager there. So I walked over there every night to have dinner. And we've been now he owns his own spot. But that's how me and David became friends.
We're talking about now 12 years.
When did he play for the Wizards? Yeah, me and David, yeah. But that was one of the better decisions I've made in my life, not coming out of retirement.
When you came.